You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Thank you. Hi, everyone. Donna Young from Australia, from Outback Australia in Cootamundra. So welcome. How is everyone today? So thank you for returning to my show, Mediumship Uncovered. I always try to reach as much as I can through my shows and try to answer questions that I've had over the week, and touch on spiritual questions as well. Each week I try to get to about my near-death experience, which I'm going to have a documentary come out shortly. So I want to just touch on that before I get my reading for the day. So around the time of 16, where I had that near-death experience, I learned a lot about the other side. So at 16, you don't know much. I'd touched on, I'd seen spirit since I was 4 years old, so I understood that. I had seen bits and pieces of, of church and all different things I'd kind of witnessed and seen, but it all didn't make sense to me. So anyway, I'm going to get back to that. So Suzette, I think it is, from Canada. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome. Okay. So how I work is I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll come through and they'll give all the information I need to know. So you can just ask me questions around any area as well. And is there someone in particular that you'd like me to bring through?
No, I'm kind of curious to who would want to step forward.
That's okay. I'm getting a lady coming through, and she's talking about her being an auntie, and I feel like this may be a great auntie, but she looks quite young, but the way she comes through is from another era, if that makes sense. So she's telling me she's connected with your grandmother from your mum's side of the family. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, it could be my mom's sister.
Yeah, it could be my. She's talking about, and was she older than mum?
No, she passed away at a young age.
She passed away at a young age, but was she older than mum?
No.
Okay, because she's talking about. Okay, I've got her coming through, but that wasn't the lady that I was talking to. So this was actually a lady who was connected with mum, but mum's mum. Okay, so I've also got your auntie coming through, and I'm seeing her quite young, this young girl, and I'm seeing in around her in her 20s, if that makes sense. She's talking about, I've also got a grandfather coming through from your father's side of the family. So he's coming through too. So you're getting a lot of people coming through. You've got a lot of people who are around you. And they're actually talking about, because I'm asking them what you'd like to hear about. Now, the father, the grandfather, he's talking about... I feel like he wears, like, I don't know if he worked with wood or worked with machines to do with wood, but I, like, he smells like pine, and sweat and grease, if that makes sense. So where he worked very hard, and he worked in an area to do with wood. Does that make sense?
It could be my dad's, it would be like my papair, like, my dad's grandfather.
Yeah, that's right. That's who, because he's telling me he's from your dad's side of the family. And this man worked very hard, and he's talking about, I don't know if you only got to meet him as a very small child or you've just heard stories about him, but he's talking about where he didn't really get to know you. If that makes sense. He's talking, he's there, he's very much around you. And he came in before the actual show even, just to let me know that he was here. And my room, like, all I could smell was pine and grease when he come in. So that might be a sign when he's around you, when you get those random smells, that he's there and he's around you. And he's one of your biggest protectors. He watches out for you. He sends you stuff. My grandfather, the same, has been one of my biggest followers and protectors, because when I used to drive trucks in the tunnels under the ground of Sydney when they were building the roads, he used to do a similar job. So he'd always sit in the truck next, like in the seat next to me, watching me and telling me what I should be doing. So he's very much the same as that. So he's also talking about where there's changes in a relationship at the moment. Does that make sense for you?
Yes, my husband walked
out. Yeah, and he's talking, he's saying it's a blessing in disguise, if that makes sense. And it's almost like there's a lot of truths that are coming out now, and where you're being a little bit hard on yourself, it's almost like you're looking back and thinking, oh, what an idiot I am. Oh, how silly was I? I didn't see that. I didn't recognize that. But we all do that, because we only see what we want to see at the time, because sometimes we're just not ready to be able to deal with it. Does that make sense? So they're talking about, and they're saying just be gentle with yourself. You're not silly. You've just been protecting yourself. You had a gut feeling. You knew that there was issues here, but you just weren't ready to deal with it. Does that make sense? It's got nothing to do with him. He can go. Off he goes, because you've got new love coming in, okay? But you've got to have that little bit of time for you to heal and to figure out who you are, because I feel like you've kind of made your whole life around this person who didn't deserve it, and you kind of made who you are to suit him. And I feel like the next 12 months is about you finding who you are. And it's an exciting time. It's an exciting time. It's almost like where you're like, right, what do I like? What do I want to do in my life? And reinventing yourself, if that makes sense. And reinventing yourself to a way that is the true you. And I'm actually seeing this being very, very exciting for you. And at the end of this journey of you finding self-discovery, I'm seeing someone coming in, and I'm seeing this person being a little bit similar to this grandfather, where he's a hard worker. I feel like he may even be a mechanic or work on machines. He could even be around wood, but I do feel like this man has his own business where he's reliable. He's gone through his own pain, where his partner's done the same, where his wife's kind of left the same, and where he's actually had a lot of heartbreak, where this person that he was with just really done the unthinkable. So he's been on that journey of recovery as well. So I do see him coming in within the next 12 months, but that means that you could meet him anytime between now and then, but he is coming in, okay? Throw the other one out the window. Don't worry about it, okay? And just focus on you right now, okay? All right. Oh, do you have any questions?
No, that was really what I was thinking. Do you see me moving to a different area? I just got a new house and I renovated it.
Yeah.
And then I'm looking at...
Yep. Sorry. And are you looking at selling that and moving?
I was looking at renting it and then buying another one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Because they're talking about investments, and they are talking about buying another. Yeah, I'm seeing you moving into a new, like another house. And you do it all up yourself. Is that right? I'm seeing you doing it all up, and that will keep you busy as well. I feel like it's in another county, though. Not far from where you are, but like one over. So I don't know if you call them counties, but they're telling me it's counties. It's another county.
I was looking at Snow Valley, like a ski resort area.
Yeah, and is that another county to where you are?
It would be like just another town. It's like another town.
Okay, yep, because I'm seeing you purchasing that, and I'm also seeing it being up on the mount, like halfway up a mountain, if that makes sense. And it's all, or it looks over mountains, and there's also a big lake there also, which it may look over, and this is all flat, where people skate in the winter. And I feel like this will be, I'm seeing you renting this out as a holiday place eventually, this one that you end up purchasing and renovating. So, and I'm seeing this being an income for you. On top of the other one, I'm just seeing you ending up with five houses in the next 5 years. It's almost like a house a year that you're going to do, and I'm seeing this being really positive for you. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because I was so proud of myself for doing this house, and that's what I've been manifesting, was to do this as a living.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you making income from them, but you're really enjoying it at the same time. And I'm seeing this person that you end up with has property of his own as well, and he's quite handy and has a little bit of an idea about building stuff as well. So yous will just work well together. But this is a soulmate connection, so this is something that you've always wanted. So it was lovely to meet you. Enjoy your journey. Focus on yourself this year. And I'll see you again next week. So thank you, love. Okay, so all right, I've run out of time today. That was quite a long reading, but it's funny because I had this older man coming through from the beginning of before I even become live. So it was very exciting for him to come through in that reading. So so if you need to book an appointment with me. I do sessions every week. I'm always updating my times as well, because they sell out so fast. You can look me up on Medium, donnayoung.com.